You're listening to The Lead, a podcast where we learn how to get ahead in the media industry from the people that did. I'm Daniel Funke. Today on the show, we have Akili Cassandra Ramses, who is the director of the National Press Photographers Association, which is now based at the University of Georgia. But first, a word from our sponsor. This podcast was created by the Cox Institute for Journalism Innovation, Management, and Leadership as part of its Innovation Fellowship Program. To learn more, go to grady.uga.edu/Cox Institute. Prior to becoming director of the NPPA, Akili was a photojournalist for many years, getting her start in Southern California, also as a student journalist. Here's our conversation. Hi, Akili. How's it going today?
Good, Daniel. How are you?
I'm doing well. You know, it's my birthday, so I can't really complain.
Well, happy birthday, Daniel.
Well, thank you so much. So it's great to see you. You were chosen to head up the NPPA last spring after quite an extensive career in photojournalism. So I'm just curious to see what made you make that transition from photojournalism to kind of the more nonprofit side and how that really went for you.
I've been a member of NPPA since I was a college student, and I've always participated in various workshops and contests throughout the years. But I started working with Professor Mark Johnson in the photojournalism program when I returned here, starting my photojournalism business as a freelancer. And they came to me after my predecessor left and asked if I would be interested in taking on the job. And with the we're at the crossroads of our industry, and I really thought it'd be a great opportunity for me to step in and help grow our organization and become a stronger advocate for our industry. And there's a lot of things I feel that I could do to help the organization become stronger and be a stronger resource for photojournalists, visual journalists, in the things we face as an industry today.
Definitely. And, you know, I think with a lot of nonprofits like this, you know, there's the SBJ and ONA Online News Association. They're kind of focused on really discerning what, you know, that part of journalism is all about. So you've been a photojournalist for a while, and I'm just interested to see what made you want to enter that profession, and did that change over the course of your career?
It has. I became a photographer, photojournalist, actually back in high school. I was one of those yearbook school newspaper geek kids. I got into it pretty early. And I was always just fascinated by the world of photography, both the storytelling aspects of it and just the mystique of the career itself. I am a military brat. My dad was a career Marine, and who did a couple of tours in Vietnam. And so his experiences, I kept track of his experiences by the magazines like Time, Life, really had a huge impact on me personally. And so I followed in those footsteps, the war photographers and the Gordon Parks and Margaret Burke White were a huge influence on following that career. So I was just always fascinated by both the process of photography and the artistry of it and just being able to be involved in people's lives in that way. And I went from high school photographer. I followed photojournalism as a major in college at Cal State Long Beach. And did the internship route and started working at the local paper, the Los Angeles Herald Examiner and the LA Times, worked with the Associated Press, came here to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, San Jose Mercury News, and then the Orlando Sentinel, and then back here in Atlanta as a freelance independent multimedia producer now. So it's come full circle in terms of all of those skills kind of come together. The technology has changed greatly. That's probably the most obvious change. But the essence of what we do is storytelling. And basically your tools are your camera or the microphone these days, a video recorder. But then in, you're still telling people stories. And the platform has changed. You have print is no longer just the only way of telling a story. You have everything from video to web and radio. There's multiple ways of telling stories and multiple platforms of telling your stories. You have a greater control of how your story is told in terms of you used to have different layers of people handling how your story got out there. Now you could be your own producer of all that content.
Definitely. And you touched on that earlier when we were talking about why you decided to make the transition to the NPPA. And in that, since the technology is growing so fast, especially in the media industry, that it's important to look at these things. You know, when we're talking about photography, you have everything from an iPhone to a DSLR. So I was just interested to see your perspective on where you think photography is going, given that, you know, a journalist could be using this DSLR, but there might be a citizen tweeting using their iPhone, and someone might want to consume that tweet over this photo that's professionally produced.
Well, I think it still comes down to quality of work. I think technology has made it easier and more accessible for more people to use these tools. Like the average person now could take a halfway decent photo that's in focus, you know, properly exposed without too much technical knowledge. But I think it still takes a particular skill that's learned and has to be taught and just experience. Only you can gain through experience. And I think my role as with the organization is to be an advocate for those who are really good storytellers, that the average tweet can maybe go out and tell a part of a story, but it can't tell the whole story. I think someone who's a trained journalist are still the people who could best deliver that type of information in a way that people consume.
So what makes a good photograph in the digital age? Has it changed at all, in your opinion?
I don't. Essentially, it's something that conveys a story. You know, it's something that can touch you. It gives you some impact. It brings life to the story. It gives you context. It moves you in a certain way that either can complement the written word, or even that's not necessary to even have the written word. So there's things that visually that you can do that can't be done in a two-dimensional plane.
You know, more toward the student side, since I'm a senior at the University of Georgia, I'm really concerned about jobs and, you know, where I can find work. And I think for photojournalists especially, it's hard these days. There's a lot of layoffs. Not a lot of people are hiring staff photographers, at least at newspapers. So what advice do you have for these soon-to-be graduates or recent graduates just to distinguish themselves as photojournalists and also pursue this path of journalism?
Well, I think as all young journalists have to look outside of the traditional arenas for work these days. I think you have to not limit yourself to, there's more work than, say, newspapers. You have everything from radio. I mean, one of our most famous photojournalists who just recently was killed in Afghanistan, unfortunately, David Gilkey, worked for NPR. Almost every news organization, whether it's television or radio, are employing visual journalists on one level or another. Nonprofits are another area of journalistic advocacy. It's not your traditional journalism, but there's different ways of utilizing those skills. And I think visual journalists or journalists of all stripes have to expand their repertoire of skills. You have to be not just a great visual storyteller, but I think you have to broaden your strengths in writing, in radio, in audio, in video. You have to have a level of competency in all of those areas. And don't be afraid to try different arenas for jobs. And a lot of news organizations may be moving away from print, but the web is ever expanding right now. So there's actually more hiring going on in the industry than is expected. It may not be the long term as it has in the past, but I don't think any field of work these days is long term. I think if you can get into a particular place to work for 2 or 3 years and you move on, you develop a portfolio of work that takes you further and further afield.
Very good advice. And just, you know, at the end of the day, what's the most important thing for a photojournalist to have?
Curiosity. Yeah, wanting to know and wanting to tell a good story.
Great. Well, thanks so much, Akilah. We appreciate having you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Akilah Cassandra Ramses is the director of the National Press Photographers Association. Thank you for listening to The Lead. Today's episode was produced by Daniel Funke with special help from Keith Herndon, director of the Cox Institute at the University of Georgia. For more interviews with media leaders, go to soundcloud.com/theleadpodcast or find us on Twitter @theleadpodcast.